So we were learning this week about the inyan of using red wine. So the Gemara in Tzachim tells us in Kuf Ches Amud Beis that Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to discussing which types of wine qualifies for Dal Kosos, so Rabbi Yehuda said it has to be wine that is Tzarech Shehe Bo Tam Umara Yain. It has to taste like wine, it has to look like wine. So what does that mean, look like wine, taste like wine? So the Gemara says it has to be red, because the Pasuk tells us, it appears in Mishlei, it says, Al Tera yayin, don't look at wine, ki is adam, it's going to, because it's red, ki itein bakos eino, it's going to draw your eye towards it. So it's a very strange pasuk. What does that mean? It seems that the way the Rashbam understands it, the way the Marsha understands it, something red catches your eye. You know, you're walking and you see something red, you see a stop sign, and red sticks out. So the idea is that red, as the Marsha explains, it brings a person to a place of taiva. So a person has red wine, it's going to be attracting to him, he's going to become an alcoholic and all that stuff. So that's why a person shouldn't have too much wine. Don't look at wine, don't stare at wine. But on certain occasions we know that there is a mitzvah to have wine, such as Kiddush, such as Dal Kosos. So when there is a mitzvah of Kiddush, the Rabbi Yehuda understands that the wine should be red, because that's the definition of wine, as the Pasuk says, it has to be red.
Is that the same thing when the Gemara goes into detail about a woman wearing red clothes?
Yeah, it's probably quite similar. Yeah, probably pretty similar to that as well. That the red is something that's attractive to a person, and he'll be drawn into that. But we see from here, though, the definition of yain based on the Pasuk of Mishlei is yain is yis'adem. It's red. Wine has to be red. Now, we know not all wine is red. Wine could also be white wine. If it comes from green grapes, it's going to be white. If it comes from red grapes, it's going to be red. So the question becomes twofold. Number one is why. Why do they have to make it red? Why is that the definition? It could be just a xeris akasa. The Pasuk says why must be red. That's question one. Question two is that ma'akev? What if you don't have red wine? Will white wine suffice? So if you take a look at the Or Zeruah, number two, the Or Zeruah brings other reasons why it has to be red. Aside from the Pasuk, he says that the reason why it has to be red is because it reminds us of that power with Shech, the children, the baby, the children in Mitzrayim. When he had Tzaras, so there was some, some refuah that if you will bathe in the blood of children, the Jewish children, so then you would be healed of that Tzaras. So it reminds us of the Shechting of Paro, when Paro Shechted the Jewish boys. And moreover, he says, it's reminding us of the Dam Pesach and Dam Mila that took place in Mitzrayim as well. So with the Or Zeruah, the reasons he bring are both related to Mitzrayim. Now the significance of that is, it may only be true then, if it's really about Mitzrayim, what took place, this may only be a requirement for Dal Kosos and Pesach. But perhaps for a regular kid, the Shabbos and Yontif, this would not be a factor. Unless you assume the wine, the definition of wine is always red, based on the Pasuk, that would be equally relevant no matter when you're making Kiddush, whether it's Kiddush, Shabbos, Yontif, Dal Kosos, Bris Milah, Chuppah. So that's one level. And the truth is we're going to see a distinction in the Shulchan Aruch, how he formulates halacha l'gabe Pesach versus how he formulates it l'gabe Shabbos, which may indicate this distinction that may exist. That's question one. What's the reason behind it? Layer two is it ma'akev? So the Ramban writes in Baba Basra. Baba Basra is a very important sugya when it comes to saying Hagafen and Kiddush. Remember, Rav Shechter talks about, person is traveling Erev Shabbos, and he knows he's not going to make it his destination. He's just stuck in traffic, he's going up to the country, he's not going to make it. What should you do? So some people say, just drive. Don't ask questions, just drive. That's not true. I once gave that advice, though. I got a call from Alex Shulman this past Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hi Rabbi, I'm in Uman. My flight was delayed. I'm in a cab. Shkia is in however many minutes. What should I do? I said, I've never been there, but I imagine it's unsafe no matter where you are outside of Uman. It's probably unsafe in Uman as well. But I said, just tell the guy, keep driving, and just don't think about it. Keep driving and have him take out your stuff wherever whenever you get there, but just keep driving. It's unsafe. Outside of that, when you're not in a challenging situation, a person should find the closest hotel or motel to stay over before Shabbos, even though it's not going to be Geshmak, and even though it might be Parsha Zachar, we just discussed, and you're going to miss laning a Parsha Zachar, and you're going to miss the friend's bar mitzvah, and you're going to miss all the food, you have to stop because it's Shabbos. So what do you do about food and everything? So he says, go to a local store and buy grapes. And just...
depend what time it is?
It depends on various factors. Without the timing and how long you have.
Are we worried about, you know, even if it's it's after the 18 minutes, but it's before Seisa Kapara?
You have to figure out. No, you shouldn't drive after the 18 minutes, that's for sure. But it depends, whatever the details are, you should ask a Shaila and have a rabbi walk you through what to do wherever you're located. But once you find your place you're going to stay, go to the local grocery store, buy a bunch of grapes, and before Shabbos, squeeze them. The Gemara says in Babrasa, squeeze them, and you have grape juice. You don't have to have any fancy kedem or anything. You don't have to have them ferment into wine. You can squeeze the grapes. The Gemara says, squeeze them. That's going to be grape juice, and that's your grape juice for Shabbos. You could do this on any Shabbos if you wanted. Not on Shabbos. You can't schita on Shabbos as a malacha deraisa. You could, for any Shabbos, you could squeeze them before Shabbos, make your own grape juice if you wanted. I don't know if it tastes good. You probably have some little peely stuff in it and pulp in it or whatever. But that works. Right. That probably just takes a few, take off your shoes and socks, wash them beforehand, and press them in the bath, and then you have your grape juice. Fine. So that's what the Gemara in Bava Basra talks about. That's the sugya of grape juice and what qualifies as wine. So on that sugya, Ramban says, he quotes a Yushalmi that says the wine must be red, and if it's not red, says the Ramban, you're not Yotze, you are not Yotze your mitzvah of Kiddush. It doesn't work. He's not talking about Pesach, he's talking about in general. The definition of wine is red. Now,
in the last six words, the Ramban part that you quoted, after the comma,
Da'ad shehu ben mariyayin d'yeved hu. It's
sounds like it's b'di'eved, meaning it's okay, b'di'eved, like, which is the opposite of what he just said 2 words earlier.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I probably cut off the rest of the piece, which is important, so I don't remember what he. I forgot. Yeah,
yeah.
So, but either way, he clearly does say that if it's not red, it's not considered wine, or you're not yotzei kiddush, you're not yotzei anything. Now, why that would be, I'm not sure. In Panemius, there's a lot to be said about this, red versus white. If I go on just a tangent just for a moment, red represents din, white represents chesed. So yain always represents din throughout. That might be part of the Panemius, why the Ramban's saying this. The mission Sukkah tells us that it rains on Sukkahs, so then we have to leave the Sukkah. And then the mashal, the mission says, is it's like when the king is being served wine, and by the by his servant, and he takes the water and pours it on the head of the Eved. I'm not interested in your help. Thank you so much. So the Gra says, what's the meaning of the wine and the water? He says, usually the water's poured on the wine, the diluting of the wine, the Gra says. What's the content? Because after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which is Yom Hadin, which is red, the red wine, Sukkot is the water. It's supposed to dilute the wine and mamtik the din, lessen the din. That's the whole concept. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu pours the water over your head instead of on the wine, that's a very bad sign. That's the panemius of what's going on. That might be what's driving the Ramban on a panemius level, but mitzad halacha, I'm not sure why white wine doesn't qualify, but it doesn't. That's the Ramban's shita. Other Rishonim, however, argue with the Ramban and say, of course white wine works. Why wouldn't white wine work? It really depends on what was better. Apparently red wine is more chashiv. I imagine nowadays, I mean, I like red wine. I don't like white wine that much unless it's the sparkling blue Bartonura. But regular white wine, I'm not a connoisseur, but I prefer red wine over white wine. So it's most Rishonim say it depends what you prefer. Now take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, how he says it very differently in Hilchos Pesach versus Hilchos Shabbos. Now, it happens to be very fascinating. There's so many interesting remarks that are found in like the Simanim of Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure what to make of this, but they're almost the halachas of Kiddush is Reish Ayin Beis, and the halachas of Dal Kosis and Pesach is Tuf Ayin Beis. They're both Ayin Beis. I don't know the significance of that is. You could work at that on your own. One's Reish Ayin Beis and one's Tuf Ayin Beis. So in Tuf Ayin Beis, the way the Shulchan Aruch writes the halachas of wine, what?
Wine is
60. So in Tuf Ayin Beis, the way the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have it in front of you in the sheet, he says, mitzvah lachzor achar yain adam. And then, im ein halava and meshubach mimenu, if the white isn't better. But he says, it's a mitzvah to chase after red wine. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says by Pesach. When you look in Hilchos Shabbos, by Kiddush, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, he says, mekachin al yain lavan. You're allowed to make kiddush in white wine. So in Pesach he says red wine, and then he only mentions white wine in Shabbos, and then he says there's a Ramban out there who disqualifies, who's post lo l'kadei shafil b'di'evit. But our minog is like the Svar Rishona. So you see the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, on a regular Shabbos, white wine's completely fine. And on a Pesach level, we should chase after red wine. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Or Zeruah, whose reason for having red wine was based on Zeichel Pesach, the Zeichel Adam Pesach, Zeichel Adam Mila, and that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. He quotes because it's Zeichel Adam of what Paro had done to the Jewish children in Mitzrayim. So that's how we paskin. But even though that's the case, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says you could be Mekadesh on white wine. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say, L'chul Yama, it's still best L'chadchila to look after red wine, even on a regular Shabbos and a regular Yontif. So that's how we paskin.
When you say Zeicher, the Dom, and Pesach, the first thing the rabbi just mentioned was the Paro thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody agree it's mamish the Paro thing, or maybe the door and the bris? One's positive, it's a huge difference.
It could be. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah only quotes the reason of the Pesach Paro shechting the Bnei Yisrael. Right. I'm not sure why he doesn't mention the Zeichel Adam. Others do, or Zeruah we saw, he mentioned. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that reason in.
Such a different reason.
Yeah. So, yep. Okay, so that's the show. Now what comes out, when in my house, I always use red wine, red Kiddush wine, but once in a while we run out and I forget to go shopping for it. I usually like buying bulk, not that bulk, like six at a time, and then I realize, after a bottle takes, a whole Shabbos, I use a whole bottle up of Kedem by, Friday night, Shabbos day, Havdalah, it's all done. So sometimes I forget. So we always have plenty of grape juice in the house. So I'll take a white bottle of a Bartonura or Joivin and I'll mix it together. So the question is that going to qualify as red wine? I try to look for red wine for Shabbos Kiddush. Does that work? So there are two questions when it comes to making red wine, mixing something like grape juice and white wine. Grape juice isn't wine. It's reddish. It's purple, but that's red. That's also another question, by the way. What's considered red? Is purple considered red? Are the pink wines, the light pinks, are those considered red? I was thinking about it. I didn't see anyone who really discussed this. Maybe you could look at the halachas of Maros when it comes to what makes dam nida. So there are different questions of how red something has to be. It's hard to really describe the colors. You have to look at them. You have to be trained. But pink is not really red legabe dam. Only if there's like a darker red streak in there would it be dam nida. So I'm not sure how red it has to be.
Yeah, right. So
that's really red.
It's mostly purple.
Right? That's true. It's mostly purple even. That's true. Most of them are purple. I'm not sure if I ever did see a red wine. So I guess when they say red, maybe they mean purple. Argamon, I don't know. Whatever. Segel, however they call it. So either way, so it's a good point. So maybe the purple is the red that they're describing here. Most likely. So either way, what happens if you don't have red wine? Is it better to mix it together, the grape juice and the white Bartonura? Is that going to accomplish anything? So number one is, does that work? Is that considered red wine? And number two is that allowed to be done on Shabbos and Yantav? So this is a discussion that the post can talk about. So they quote here in the side of the Dirshu that Rav Vosner felt that you can mix the red and white together. You're allowed to do that. That forgetting Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of will become red wine, is that work? He thinks it does work. It does work because you have some alcohol in there that makes it wine, and you have the color red. So what's the problem? You have all the variables necessary.
Should it be coloring?
It'll be coloring,
no.
For sure.
Can
you use food coloring? Seemingly.
I don't think
you're allowed to.
I think the Dirsha talks about food coloring.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get there, I guess. But I would
have to improve the situation.
Right. So I would imagine that it would work. If in terms of forget the halacha of Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of making this wine red, if grape juice can make it red, so certainly I imagine food coloring should make it red also. Make it a red wine. I would think that might even be better than grape juice, because you only need grape juice, you have a significant amount of it. So now, which is Rove? Food coloring, you need a drop or two, and that makes it red already. So in terms of the quantity of what's needed, it may be better. But in the end of the day, Rav Chaim Kanevsky felt that that's not red wine. Red wine is when it's naturally red wine, when it comes from red grapes. But to change the color, that doesn't help anything. So that's one debate. Now, you don't lose anything by this, according to Rav Chaim Kanevsky. But he doesn't think anything is gained by doing this.
What's the story though with dying? Some people say food.
We'll get to it right now. That's the next point.
I was gonna say food, yeah, is not a problem.
So right, so that's the issue of whether it works or not for red wine. That's a debate. But whether you're allowed to on Shabbos or Yontif, that's questionable. So what he goes through here in the Dirshu is that there's a problem of Toveo. You can't color on Shabbos. You can't take a marker. You can't makeup is a problem. So what about coloring, changing colors of food? So it's brought down, and he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, he acknowledges, putting red wine in white wine, he says, is mutter, because it's a concept that ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, there is no dying. When it comes to food, that's no such thing as dying. If I have chicken, I put ketchup on my chicken or sauce on my chicken, that's not dying. It's food doesn't imply. It's solid. So I'm solid. I write on my hand. So you could still have a marker on solid things. Paper is solid. I'm not sure if that's the question. Maybe the question might be it's not being absorbed. Maybe that's the case. So let's say I put, I dip it really into my sauce a lot. Some type of liquidy sauce that really seeps into my chicken. My chicken now becomes dark. It becomes brown or something. I don't know.
But,
right in the fish, and it drips right in down to the fish. You have the streaks of purple going in. So that's fine. Ein tzviya ba'ochlin. There is no coloring when it comes to food. So the Mishnah Berurah brings, however, there is a chai adam that thinks one should refrain from doing this. It's best to be machmir and not to be tzviya. So what should you do? So a person, if they're going to mix it, in order, deference to the chai adam, so if you want to mix it, you should do it. If a person doesn't learn well, they're not going to appreciate this. They'll think this is a joke, but you guys will appreciate this. Instead of putting the red into the white wine, put the white wine into the red wine. You have the same outcome, but you have grape juice here. I'd be pouring water in. I haven't changed the color. It made it a little lighter, but it's a purple. Now it's a little purple, light purple. It's like a light grape juice now, right? And you look at the light grape juice bottles, like 51%. Someone asked me recently whether or not you're allowed to use the Kedem light grape juice. Does that work for Kiddush or not? So just as a side point, so the question is, if you dilute the grape juice or wine so much, it's no longer considered grape juice anymore. So I said, I'm not sure, you have to call up the OU, and they said 51% is still grape juice, the other 49% is water. I think that's what he told me, in which case it still does qualify. That's what he was told. I didn't speak directly. That's what I was told by this individual. What? It does, because it's 49% water.
So by volume,
yeah, that's what he told me. I didn't speak to them directly. He did the research, which was just a phone call, right? So 49% is what he told me is water.
And it's good for Pesach?
It's good.
Light grape juice?
I think you have to ask them, but I would imagine so. Yeah.
So when the kids were little, 25, 30 years ago, we tried to act out the plagues Pesach night. Sometimes it would fall on Shabbos. So the first plague of Dom, I'd have a cup of water, and I'd put in some red and show it went from white to
right.
Red. Is like that. So was that that was a problem?
No, because this is just a chumrah.
Most food, though.
Right, so that might be a worse food. Problem. It is. It's edible. The water is still considered food, even though you're not eating it.
Even if we don't drink it.
Yeah, so that it's just a chumrah in deference to the Chai Adam, who's machmir on this. But we normally assume there is.
Right.
Exciting. So the suggestion is that a person should, instead of pouring red, don't pour the Bartanua first and then grape juice afterwards, because now you've changed the white into red. Rather, what one should do is put the grape juice in first and then add the Bartanua on top. That's what I do in my house if I run out of red wine.
And that same issue would be with tea.
Put the tea bag in first.
Well, let's say we're using essence or something. Or the tea bag, whatever.
Right. Yep. Anytime you could try to accomplish it and switch the order to avoid it, it's certainly best to do that. Just reminded by a discussion Moshe was having with me yesterday on this very topic, and I'll get to another interesting point in just a moment. So Moshe was saying, isn't there a different reason why we need red wine? We went back before to discuss, we had red wine because the Pasuk, red wine because Zecha, the different things that took place in Mitzrayim. But there is another Rambam that he was discussing about based on the Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra we mentioned the Ramban from tells us that they make an equation between the yayin that was mutter on the Mizbeach. We know that every single day with the Karban Tamid, there's nisach hayayin. Accompanying the Karban Tamid, you had wine that was poured down. There's a little drain. There are two drains. When you walked up the ramp, the Kohen walked up the ramp, to the left which is to the west. So then there was there were two drains. One was for the Mayim and one was for the Yayim. So that Yayin Nesach had to come from different, there was a criteria, the quality that had to come from. So the Rambam Paskins, anything that's kosher for the Mizbeach was kosher for Kiddush. Anything that's possible for the Mizbeach is possible for Kiddush. So one of the examples are, is Yayin Mavushel. Yayin Mavushel, cooked wine, is possible for the Mizbeach. So the Rambam holds it's possible for Kiddush's wine. Now the Shulchan Aruch acknowledges this opinion, we don't Paskin this way, but he acknowledges there's such a shita. Many briskas are machmir for the Rambam, and they'll only use yayin she'ein mevushel for a kiddush. So I've mentioned this before. If you want to go to the store and find out which one's which, the kedem, the wide bottles are ein mevushel, and the skinny bottles are mevushel. That's how you tell the difference. It tastes exactly the same. So that's how some are machmir to have ein mevushel. But of course, if you have someone in the house working who's not Jewish, that poses other problems of a woman or man, a non-Jew, touching an open bottle of yayin. So you have to figure out what you want to be machmer in the brisker of, or issues with yayin nesach. So that's fine. One debate. Another issue that comes up from this halacha is all the wine in on the mizbeach was pure. It was pure wine. There's no additives. So the kedem wine have some additives. I don't know exactly what they do to it, but there's one type that says naturally sweet. It's like in script. It says naturally sweet on it. That means there's nothing added to it at all. So if you want to be machmir in the Rambam, you have to have the wide bottles, which is einu mevushel, and naturally sweet, and then you fulfill the schumra of the Rambam. So on that equation of yain and the mizbeach to kiddush, there's another halacha that wine, only red wine, was acceptable on the mizbeach. So you asked yesterday, so shouldn't that be the reason for the Rambam? That red wine is only kosher of the mizbeach, so too red wine should be acceptable for kiddush as well, only according to the shita of the Rambam. We looked up yesterday the Rambam where he talks about the yayin on the mizbeach. He didn't say anywhere anything about red. And if you look up the halachas of kiddush, he doesn't say anything about red. So the poskim point out that the Rambam ignored that halacha. Even though the halacha is by other poskim that the red wine is used for the mizbeach, the Rambam for some reason doesn't hold that way.
Could it be that what he says by the mizbeach is more of like an asmachza or like a way of helping you remember it rather than an actual derivation?
No. He says kashem, the Rambam means it pretty seriously. He says kashem, I believe, in many places. It means it literally. That's how the post can understand it. But what comes out from this is, even though he makes that equation, he does not assume that you have to have red wine for the mizbeach. You could use white wine.
Not for the mizbeach, you mean for the kiddush.
It's so obvious to the Rambam that red wine is yayin.
It's hard to say that. If he doesn't say it, he's mentioned the Gemara. It's hard to say that for the Rambam.
When you looked up in Kiddush, didn't he have a whole long list of other things that you can't use for Kiddush?
Yeah, but he doesn't mention anything about red.
There's one item missing.
Yeah, so...
Shem and Zayizach, same thing. Like in as much as Shem has to be Zayizach, wine, he would clarify it has to be red.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would think so also. So he doesn't mention it, and the post can say it because he doesn't hold it. For whatever reason, even though Gemara does indicate that it should be rind, it should be red, rather, he rejects that concept. So there is an interesting discussion, and we'll finish with this, about, they quote from Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden quoted from his father, the Chacham Tzvi. And we see in this pasuk, that the pasuk, the Gemara quotes about their wine being red. He was machmir that you should use a glass becher, not a silver becher, a glass becher. Why? Because the Indian is to see it. The pasuk says, "Al tera yain ki is adam ki yitain bakos eno," to be able to look at it. When it's in the silver becher, you can tell it's red versus white. There are differences, but you can't really appreciate the red wine. So he is machmir dafker to use glass in order to be able to see this. And so then he goes on to say, very good. So then he mentions here in terms of what should be used for the Leil Seder, Pesach night. So then he says, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tuf Ayin Beis, our simon we're learning, that a person should be Mesader Shulchano, he should set up his table, Bekelim Noim, with beautiful Kelim. So what's Kelim Noim? So they quote from Nazir Shimshon, one of the Achronim, that Kli Zechuchis, glass, is better than Zav, is better than gold. How does he know this? So he quotes based on the Medrash in Esther Rabbah. The Pasuk tells us that they drink, what do they drink in Purim? What did it say in the beginning of the B'kli Zahav, Achashverosh served in golden cups. Exactly. So Hashkiosav shall also Rasha lohayu ella b'shel zav. It was only from gold. That was the first opinion. So gold is the most chashuv based on what Achashverosh he served. But then they quote Reb Pinchas in the name of Reb Yitzchak. He says no. Halo nafshel shel adam chote. A person is disgusted. Lishots b'shel zav. I'm not sure. I never drank from a gold cup before, but apparently it doesn't taste so good or something. You know, it reminds me of the Gemara in Tainus. Who's a Reb Yeshua? Reb Yeshua was not a very what?
Barrels is ugly.
Yeah, ugly. Reb Yeshua was not the most handsome individual. So the daughter of the Caesar saw him and says, "How could it be such a Torah commune, such a kli mechur, such an ugly kli like yourself?" So he asks her, "Where do you store your wine in?" She said, "Wooden barrels." Said, maybe something so chashiv like yayin should be stored in something like klizov. She says, you think so? I said, well, something so high, something so chashiv like gold, should be something like wine rather, should be in a chashiv barrel. So she transferred all the wine to gold, and obviously everything went bad. It doesn't preserve it well. So apparently wine and gold don't go very well together. So maybe what he means by this, that no one wants to drink wine out of gold goblets. Again, it doesn't taste good, apparently. So rather, what he said is, in Achashverosh's time, the Medrash says they actually used glass. It's a zahav. They used glass because they're able to like see their face in the mirrors of the glass, the reflection of the glass, and it was like kli zahav. So based on this Medrash of Reb Pinchas, that Achashverosh, when they're celebrating the wealthiest person in the world, they use glass. Glass is just as chashiv as zahav. So that's the inyan. So that's why some say that you should use glass. They bring down here so that the different poskim, Rav Chaim Mitzanz would use glass cups on Seder night. The Sipler would use glass cups on Seder night as opposed to silver. Even though the rest of the year you would use silver, they would use dafka glass on Seder night. I also use glass and silver on Seder night, but not because of this. I didn't know this actually until just the other day. But because I don't like to drink so much wine. No one does on Seder night, you know. Nothing absorbs it. The matzah doesn't absorb the wine, and I get a headache. So I try to get the smallest share possible of a glass. You can't find, I'm not buying tons of silver goblets the right size. So I get a glass a little more chasher than plastic. So I bought some glass on Amazon, and just the exact size I needed, so that I've used glass. But now, not only that, it also actually happens to be better to use glass on Pesach night, supposedly, according to the Stipler and Rav Chaim Mitzanz, and even the Siddur HaRashash. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mitzanz will pick up next week.